Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Back in the saddle. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy Podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
And I'm Steve the Professor.
Barbie is tending to family matters, so she will not be joining us today. She'll catch up another day. We're going to try and slip in some episodes before the end of the year. And I know it's been a while, so I don't know if we want to go with our standard format or if we want to just jump in with what's exciting that you just couldn't wait to tell me that's happened over the last couple of months.
I don't know where to start. I will be prepared. I've got some news that just can't be left untalked about. The party scene's kind of I've missed more parties than I've been able to attend, but I had a lot of. This has been a transitional period I've been going through. But I mean, to just kick off a conversation worth having, have either of you ever heard of a dress down period at a party?
No. Is it like no. At a certain time you got to take your clothes off? Because I've been to those.
Basically, I think... it doesn't surprise me that you haven't heard of it, because it's not the parties we like to have or like to attend don't need this. And I'm only going to speculate because I haven't seen it. I've only heard of it. This going on hearsay, but it is a thing. It's just a period at the party where if you are still wearing the clothes you showed up in, that it is time to change into either sexy clothes or no clothes.
Okay.
But like, this is like an actual said event. Like, just an actual thing. I can see the use of it for parties that have trouble transitioning.
Right.
And like, that's where, like I said, that's not a problem we ever have.
So the first party that I went to that we met Bill and Miranda at, it was at Bob and Nancy's house. Okay. And Bob and Nancy, had heard about our parties and had invited us to them. We had never played with Bob and Nancy, but they invited us to this party. And that was also where I met Missy Evil for the first time. Okay, so like, I met three of my very best friends at this party that I went to, where I had no idea who these people were. And it was Bob and Nancy. Their rule was, you sit up on the first floor in the kitchen, the living room, for the first hour, and you talk to people, get to know people, and there's no play. Okay. And then at 9 o'clock on the dot, you go downstairs and take off your clothes or put on your sexy clothes. And if you don't want to play at that point, you have the opportunity to leave the party. Okay. But you cannot go downstairs unless you're taking your clothes off. Right. So I was kind of happy for that because it was at this time. Okay.
Yep.
Since then, I've gotten impatient. I don't want to wait for all these people to get to know each other and all this other crap. So I don't, maybe if you're a newcomer, this is good for you so that you can find out if you like it. So the first part is like a meet and greet. Okay. I just made a big transition in my life in that I have moved to a coastal town. Okay. This just happened over the last month so that I cannot, I've gotten further away from Steve. I am at a coastal home. Basically I've made my vacation home be my home. Fabio says to me yesterday, "Hey, there is a meet and greet party, about 45 minutes away from us. We should probably go to it tonight." Now, for those of you who don't know what a meet and greet party is, meet and greet is you meet at a bar, you meet at a restaurant, someplace that you kind of take over and you meet and you recognize the other people by like everybody's wearing a red flower or everybody has on the right bracelet or whatever. Meet and greet is they don't really expect play. So I said to Fabio, "I'm getting too old to go to these things and not play." And he said, "We need to find friends first before you can just jump in and play in this coastal area." So it turns out that we were too tired. I didn't go. Now, I know I can go, but so that's the difference. So did you go to this party, Roger, or did you just hear about it?
I heard about it from someone else, and it was just a term that and just something we haven't talked about. I think there's parties out there doing it that don't just advertise this is what happens at this time, but when the party you were talking about, did they advertise on any of the websites?
No, it was you got specifically invited and you were sent the rules. Okay. You were sent the rules.
Yep.
So I was prepared for it. And in my head, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to play with these yahoos, you know, if they're going to set these rules up like that. Cause I know that Barbie's not here, but Barbie's answer to that was rules are meant to be broken. Okay. Now I was. Uh-huh. And the past location where I was, I went to a party that did not advertise it, that they had this meet and greet stuff. And then you go upstairs and play. But when I went, I'm there. And actually, it was the one I went to with D. Me and D were there for the first time.
Yep.
And we grabbed a guy and said, "Let's go upstairs and play." And he turned to us and said, "There's no playing until after 8 p.m. or whatever." And both of us simultaneously said, "Rules are meant to be broken." And we went upstairs to play. And then the host came up and stopped us in mid-play and said, "You need to go back downstairs to introduce yourself." And he sat us in the corner while we were watching everybody meet and greet and waiting patiently for these people to finish this bullshit of, you know, college time. Let's talk about this. I don't want to know if you have brothers and sisters. I don't want to know what your politics are. I really don't want to know whatever else is going on in your life. I want to know if you want to fuck if I'm going to one of these parties. Okay.
That's it. Not to be rude, but your name is irrelevant.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true. Now, and that's not to say that so I guess I'm contradictory on this because I say that Bob and Nancy's party was where I met Bill and Miranda because when I was forced to sit at the table and talk to them, it turned out that we had a whole lot of stuff in common. before we even started playing. And it turned out that Bill was a very attentive listener, because I will take those conversations and take them away from how many kids do you have, what school do they go to, blah, 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 what medical conditions you have, and go into what turns you on. What do you like, or what are your dislikes? And so I took that conversation and turned it into what do you like and dislike? And then I tell people what I like and dislike, and Bill listened. So that was the party. And if you're a listener of the podcast, it's one of those ones back there. And if I need to tell the story again some other day, I will. But that was the party where I was so happy somebody was eating me out, and Bill reached over to pinch my nipples, because I like to have my nipples pinched in the middle of sex. It makes me come, especially if I'm almost there. And he pinched those nipples and I came. And that was the Dick Dippers episode. So if you got to go back and listen to the Dick Dippers episode, that's where Bill's dick fell into the pina colada and tasted really good.
Yeah.
Steve, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, we've been in the same situation. Ella and I are like you. We don't care about politics and that stuff. We don't want to sit around for an hour, socialize. Then the crazy horses couple used to have parties. You go there for an hour, socialize, then sit in the circle. What do you like? What don't you like? I'm going, that's wasting time. And right. We're there for the first 45 minutes, and one a mutual friend of ours, she came up to me. She started sucking my dick. And then next thing, she backs into me during the social hour. And the host just said, what are you doing? I'm going, we're having sex. And he just got all bent out of shape about it. You got to stop that, because that's not the time for that. I'm going, okay. So, and there's another party.
We says go otherwise.
To. Yeah. You know, and another party. Well, and the host says, well, I like to sit down and meet people and get to know everybody. I don't give a shit. Sorry, guys. You know what? If the interest is there, we will take the time to meet you. The first time I played with you, Janet, we didn't know each other, but it wasn't until after we got invited to your house party and we got to know you, you know.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's, you know, I apologize, guys, but, you know, I'm not there to learn your family history. So.
Right.
So we do it, you know, the same way you do. We're here to play. So.
So yeah, I've been busy with work. I've missed parties. We've had a couple of really nice, the 6 and 8 person party. I like that. I've had those times. That's been a joy. But Steve, what's going on in your life?
We have been fairly busy on the lifestyle front the past couple months. We've been to at least 4 parties that we know of. So that was fun. I did get to consummate my bucket list item with the midget. So that was a great party. Yes. Oh yes. It was fun.
Why didn't we start there?
Well, because I tried to
let you start.
I got to let you start. So she is, so we were at a party, and
it's the one you were talking about previously.
Yeah. Same midget. Yes.
Recap her real quick.
Okay. She is 4'8", and so we'd met her and at our house party, and didn't get to play with her. She's the one who was bent over sucking a cock, so I went down eating her pussy from behind and eating her ass. She wraps her legs around my head and pulls me tighter into her ass with her legs. Didn't get to play with her that night, so we
I'm
went to a party.
Right now. I'm going to have to pull over and jerk off while you tell the story. Okay, so, go ahead.
So we go to a friend's party, and her and her husband are there, and party's going along, and it's late in the night, and we're sitting down there. Elle and I are sitting down there with her and her husband, and we just start talking and visiting, and Elle starts sucking my cock, and I'm eating the midget's pussy, and next thing you know, we're going balls to the wall. It's just like, oh my God, it was just so much fun. So I checked that one off my list. And then we've had a party. Well, our party was last night, actually. And so we had a good time. We had a small crowd. We invited 10 couples. 2 of them were out of town, I think, and 3 couldn't make it, and 1 no-show. So we had four couples in us. So typically we try to get about 10 couples, but still,
does
all
the,
good.
Does that couple listen to the podcast?
They do not yet. They are, she's having some health issues right now. So they couldn't, there were couples that couldn't come. So I was very disappointed in that, you know, so, but it's been really busy. We had one lady, the host says, "Hey, can you do me a favor?" I said, "Sure, what's that?" She goes, "Well, my wife likes you to do this to her." I said, "Okay, so what do you want me to do?" She goes, "She won't do it for me." I said, "Okay, what?" So they have the straps with the arms and the legs and the restraints around the neck to where she's spread eagle, basically, and blindfolded. I said, "Okay," so we did that, took her upstairs to the bedroom, put her in this position, then I had everybody come up.
Oh, that's
all
fun.
The guests, and started touching her, eating her pussy, and the guys started fucking her, and she started sucking some cock, couldn't see a thing. So we get done after about 10 minutes. I said, "Okay," so everybody stops, take the blindfold off. She about has a fit. She loved it so much. She always wanted that attention, but was always afraid to do it. So we did mm-hmm. that for her. I do got a funny story though. He'd ask her in another party, say, "Hey, let's go play." Well, she's playing with some guy. And he says, "Come on, let's go. The party's over in here." And she didn't budge. He said, "Go get her for me." I said, "Okay." So I walk in. I look at her. I said, "Hey, go." Hops right up and goes. So we have a little, and I'm not a dom sub at all, guys, you know, but she likes to be my little sub. So she will not listen to her husband. But I tell her to do one thing. She moves. I'm going, "Jiminy Christmas, this is a little weird, but I like it." So we had fun. So that's about all we've done. You know, had three parties, three, four. We've been to three, four parties and got to play with the midget. And that's about it. So for our craziness.
So that fantasy, that being blindfolded and then being paid attention to by a lot of people, I have that one. And I like it when it's been done. I don't want to be tied up because I gotta be able to. I just have bad memories with that. So, but right. I like to be. I don't mind being blindfolded. What happens is when you shut that sensory down, it helps turn off my brain. Because like if I'm watching and then there's a whole bunch of people in the room, then I get into myself and I get into my doubts and I get into the, this is not going to be fun, you're going to ruin this person's, you know, blah blah blah, and oh my god, here comes this person, and then I just get into my busy brain too much. But when you take and turn that sense off, the sight sense, I can't do it. I got to hear a little bit more. And then the touch sense is so much stronger because mm-hmm. you've turned off my sight. So I really like that one.
It's, you know, and I hate to use a derogatory term for this, but she basically just became a piece of fuck meat. That's what she wanted. Yeah. And just, you know, it's like, her, it's like you said, you know, this, that side is gone, but she was so into it. She just lost herself inside of it, into it. So it was pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I think, and so that's like, you know, again, I'm referring to another old story, but you know, when I went to the club in Paris and I played clock, these guys were all around me fucking me. Because I couldn't understand what they were saying, just maybe their hand motions and maybe their grunts and stuff, it was kind of different because it was, you know, you had to pay extra attention and I had to do that. And that was also really fun to, you know, no sounds or not understanding what somebody's saying. That's also something to try. And I was not blindfolded at that time, but that would have been really hot.
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, it just sort of put you into that moment. So
a long time ago when I first started playing with my first husband and the group of people with Barbie remembers this, we played let's blindfold you and then guess what you're being fucked with.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That was fun. So that was, you know, cucumber, or they took a corn cob thing and they put a rubber on it and then, you know, loosened it up and they did that. So that was, was, and then sometimes it was that, and then sometimes it was a dick. You just, you didn't know, you know, and sometimes it was the woman that was doing it, and sometimes it was the guy. That's a really fun game. So y'all, if you want to try something different at the party, get a woman, blindfold her, and then play what are you being fucked with and make them guess.
That'd be a fun game to play. And there again, as you know, we're not like, we don't play games, you know, the pre-party games, but that's a fun game. That's like the Sex Olympic games. You know, those are fun.
Right.
You know, it's a totally different game, it's a style of game there. Yeah.
So Roger, are your transitions good, Roger, or bad, or what are we talking about here?
I mean, if I were listening, I would crack jokes right now. So for clarity, I'm still going to be a male named Roger. I mean, I don't care about disclosing it. I've been doing my current job for a really long time, and I was eligible to retire. And when I just was playing around on it and was like, okay, well, that's where I'm at. Okay, that's fine. What do I get if I stay? And when I hit calculate, I was just like, oh, that's it? Oh, fuck this. I'm not staying for shit. So anyway, right. I just had to put a few things in place and figure out what I'm going to do next. I'm not going to quit working, but everything's fallen into place. So
good.
I am actually making a trip next week, and I will be in Steve's neck of the woods.
Oh,
so, you can ensure that there will be a phenomenal follow-up to that.
To play with your midget.
I was just looking forward to seeing Al, but I'm not going to tell a midget no.
Yeah, no joke. Yeah.
Oh man. Especially the way you told that story. Like
she is one of those just cute little fuck bunnies. Boy, she is something else.
And that's what I was wondering, was whether or not sometimes you have these fantasies and then when you really do them, they turn out to be, don't, you know, be careful what you wish for because you might get it, right, type thing. And then it's not as good as what you thought it was going to be, because in your head you always have it as, you know, oh, it's going to be great. And then you also have the reverse of, I don't really want to do this, but you get pushed by, you know, either a spouse or somebody at a party who is a little bit dominant that you like to listen to. And so you have the perfect excuse to do stuff that you normally wouldn't do. And then it turns out to be phenomenal. So,
yeah. Yes, you know, and yeah, you know, it was fun, but it was one of those deals. Hey, it was fun, and I'll do it again. But it's one of those bucket list things of the midget. You know, I would have done her, and I would continue to do her, whether she was a dwarf or a full, you know, woman.
It's 100%.
Yeah. You know,
does she know that's a fantasy for a lot of men, and that she likely checks a box when she plays?
Well, she knew it with me.
Okay.
First time I met her. So, okay. She knew it with me. I don't know if she knows it for a lot of men or not, but she knew it for me. And I told her, I was very upfront about it. And she goes, well, good. Well, I'll take my shoes off, because she's real short. And I thought she was standing head on flats or something. She goes, oh no, I'm in three, 4-inch heels. So she's 5 foot. I'm going, so
that's funny.
On our back patio, we have a step to the back patio, and she's standing there, and she took her shoes off, and she came up, her head hit me about my waist. I'm going, well, you could suck my cock right here if you know, if it was dark. So that's how short she was. It was.
All right. Don't get your panties in a wad. We will be right back after this commercial break. Wait, who's wearing panties?
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of six or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues. Just a luscious moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit beyondmonogamypodcast.com.
Now that we're all commando, let's get back to the show.
Wonderful. So, but yeah, you're right. So, Janet, sometimes you just sort of, is it great? Is it as good as it meant to be? Or, meh, it's okay. Yeah.
Right.
I think because we build it up in our head so much.
So, right.
And, but it was fun. It was a good time.
I'm careful about doing that with anything. But if I'm eating a girl from behind and she throws her legs up and pulls my face into her ass with my legs, that is built up in my head. And there's no way it doesn't hit as big as it's built up.
Like, that was
just fucking hot.
I've never had a woman do that to me that I recall. And then when she did, I'm going, oh my God, she likes this. So it was quite nice and everything. You know,
I'm always so afraid I'm going to smother the person. Okay. Yeah. And I'm also worried about how clean it is. Okay. Cause I'm worried, especially if I haven't had a chance, if I've done party prep and I'm ready. Okay. Yeah. And, but there's sometimes when I did not expect anal. And so I've got to stop, go to the bathroom and get myself prepped and come back. And then I'll take that away.
Yeah. That's true. That's understandable.
So there's been several posts lately talking about that and that being a concern for women.
Yes.
And the comments in those posts are very consistent. So and like so to represent all of those guys weighing in, like, you need to know this is what we've trained for. It was meant to happen that way. And should your fear become a reality and we cross over to Valhalla, we will walk in a warrior who died a prideful death.
Well, okay. Yeah. I recall doing this. I'll call this woman Robin. This and Robin had she had her clit pierced, she had her nipples pierced, and I was down there playing with her and just really making her happy, and she farted and she got really upset, and I was on the giving side, so I said to her, that just means that I'm doing my job, because you couldn't control it, because I took you to a point where you could not control it anymore, so I figure I win when you do that. Okay, now, if you continue to fart or whatever else it is or whatever, fine. But I was trying to explain to her that, no, I win because I got you to lose control of everything, including your gas, you know, that you were so excited because I had gotten her to climax and she was screaming and all this other stuff. And then she farted and she's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. And I was like, no, stop. You have to understand. I win. Okay.
Yeah. You know, they just part of it. She's relaxed and comfortable enough to where it's not a big deal.
Right.
Yep. So are you going to, Janet, find anybody soon, or?
So for those of you who are like, how did he find out that there was a meet and greet? You just moved there. Well, he got on SLS. Okay. So Swing Lifestyle, you get on SLS and they will post different types of parties that people have, and they will post meet and greet. So I'm debating whether or not I really need to do this or not, you know, because I'm semi-retired. I mean, what's funny is he had posted this, and then I was too tired to go last night. And I was like, look, I know you kind of want to do this, but there will be other parties. And he's like, yeah, there will be. And I said, we're still unpacking. We're still getting the home in order. And I said, we'll just do it another time. And then I got this text from my couple from that was 4 hours away. They're still going to be 4 hours away, just a different direction. That has those great parties. That was the it was Don, and Don texted me and said, "Hey, we're having a party this next weekend. Can you come?" Now, I love his party so much that when I tell him I can't come, I tell him the reason why. Because I don't want him to stop sending me invites.
Well, sure. You know,
he said, look, I already have a leadership retreat that I've got to go to. It's work. I can't miss it. I really would love to miss it, to come to your party, because that's where I get the Asian cowboy and some other people that I really love to play with. I still get those invites. I won't. I don't know. If I'm in the mood, then I will probably go to another meet and greet. You know, the thing is, like on SLS, you don't see the forward looking calendar. What you see is you do see a calendar's coming up, but these people that hold these meet and greets, they'll drop them at the last minute. Then it's a question of how far do I want to, I happen to know in this coastal town, I did tell another retired couple, retired from the lifestyle couple, that I was, moving here. And they said, oh, wait, I know, you know, Jane, you need to look up Jane. So we went to Jane owns a business and she owns a bar. And we went to her bar and I said, you know, hey, these guys told us to look you up. And she said, I used to be in the lifestyle, but I have a boyfriend who doesn't know it. Can you please not tell anybody? there's somebody on the island that knows, there's somebody here that knows what I am, but she doesn't want to out herself. And then she said, I have other couples if you want to be introduced to them. So I do have a way to meet other couples if we want to.
Good.
My question is just, what do I really want the hassle? Because I still am able to travel up to where you are, Steve. I'm still able to go the 4 hours to that party that I love to go to and then come back home. I don't know if I really want to play in the party in the place that I live in anymore, because what if I don't like them and then they want to know, why aren't you coming to play with me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying is, what if I play with them for the first time? This is me getting in my head. I do this a lot. But what if I go out and no matter how hot they are looking, I go to play with them and they're terrible. I don't want to tell them they're terrible. I don't want to tell them that I don't want to play with them. I just want to avoid them. Well, they're going to be kind of hard to avoid because this is a smaller area that I'm in. Sure. So that's my concern. I don't know.
Well, I understand that. A couple who have a party and they throw poor parties. Their party's not very good. You know, they're the ones that don't put anything out, yada, yada. They don't have a place to, they pull out they have one bedroom, small bedroom. Then they have a twin bed to fold up, those old, the ones that fold up and you put hide a bed type deals. And then they put mattresses on the floor or not resting mat, but exercise mats, like 2-3 inches tall to play on, or a couple chairs, and that's it. But they're good people. They're nice. We like them, you know. And so we go to their parties just because we like to socialize with them. There are a few couples there that we do like, but you know, it's at some point you say, okay, enough is enough. Why don't you come to our parties anymore? Well, because you throw shitty parties, you know. But
yeah, you know, I think that was why Fabio was like, hey, this meet and greet is 45 minutes away. So there is a little bit of distance. So I can drive and then we can go there. And if we have a good time, we could pop a hotel room that night if we decide to stay or whatever. And then come back home. I think that's pretty much what I'll do. But I'm also really happy with Fabio, and I love all the stories that we have, and I love that I can go to where I used to live and still play with those four or five couples that I've become very good friends with and play with them. And then I could come up into your area and play with those people if I really want to play. My sexual appetite has definitely changed as I've gotten up into the, you know, as I've gotten older. And yeah, you're not supposed to admit that, but it's true. And I have cut out using the hormones just because of some medical issues and stuff that Fabio has had. I want to match his sexual drive. And so I don't really have it turned on. I'm going to take this podcast down a little bit of a medical path, but it's just because it has to do with sex.
Sure.
Ladies, if you've gone through the change starting to go through the change and you find that your sex drive has gone down, there's help for that. You know, you can go to the OBGYN, you can go to a female doctor and tell them that you don't want to lose your sexual drive. And then there are creams that you can use. I was a fan of the cream. You can get the pellets in. I have friends that do the pellets. Those things seem a little bit annoying to me because like the pellets get put in every 3 months, and right near the end of the 3 months, it tapers off and you start to like get snotty and some other stuff. And so the whole thing about the creams is that keeps it consistently the same drive, the same amount of time every day. And I think I turned on Elle to the creams.
Yes.
So pardon Elle if I've outed her for doing this, but I want to help women that, you know, if you really do enjoy sex and you don't want your sexual drive to go down, there's help. And it's not no longer just taking some horse pill. Okay.
Right.
You can use the daily creams, you can put the pellets in, whatever. I've just chosen to back off on those. What it means is when you start using the creams, yeah, your clit gets bigger and it means you come easier and it means you're wetter, okay? I'm not as wet anymore, so I got to bring a lot of coconut oil, a lot of Slickums have to come with me to do it. I still have the drive, it's just it's not as predominant. And I'm doing that just to match my mate, which is Fabio. And you know, if Fabio is gone, will I get back on the cream? I don't know. It all depends on who I'm hanging out with.
Right. True.
But you have options.
That's right. Well, and to go a step further with that, you know, they do the bioidenticals and I'm on them now too, because I had no energy when I come home from work. I just want to sit down and I went to Doc and said, hey. My doctor said, hey, this is the deal. So he did blood work and my testosterone was like down to the one something, 100.
Right.
He goes, Steve, this is ridiculous. It has to be up like in the 600s. So right. He put me on, you know. So guys, you know, also for you, once we hit this age, you know, it's just a natural phenomenon, unfortunately, that happens. So, but yes, and we tell everybody that we meet who's having issues like that also. I think we have we've referred several people to doctors about this. So, and they're very happy about it.
I recommend that. We've come a long way in terms of chemicals and in terms of it's no longer just Papa Viagra, you know,
right?
Because it's a little bit more advanced, and you can you can gauge it better, especially with the right medical person helping you. Now, I'm not trying to advertise for his or hers or hims or any of those places like that. I'm just telling you that I got help. As I went on my journey and continued, and this was really the person who started helping me with it was the doctor that I had to come out to a long time ago. And it's the same doctor that Barbie still uses, who's, you know, being honest with your medical professional it can actually help you. So didn't mean to take this down a different road, but that's where I am. And Fabio has had some health issues and he's had to fight some cancer and that's had to turn off some of his testosterone. So I've kind of matched it. Now, the good news is that he has come out with a clean diagnosis and he still can play and it's not as frequent, but he's still able to play.
That's good. You know, if nothing else, Janet, this is a PSA. You know,
right.
You know, I think.
Yes. Let's make Beyond Monogamy podcast become a PSA and everybody can go to. And I'm not saying I'm a medical doctor. I'm just saying that there are alternatives that are out there.
You know, but I think it's good, though, to share this information, too. Because like you said, it is about a sexual, you know, it involves sex. So it's good. I do have something that I was going to tell you, and I'll just bring it up. We have a couple who are friends. They were at the party last night. Excuse me. She is a fantasy vampire smutty writer.
Oh.
And she is one of the ladies who likes to be flogged. I like to flog. I'm not into pain. I'm not a sadist, as everyone knows. But I like the flogging, the aspect of so she really enjoys that. And I was telling her about some of the stories from our experiences. And she goes, oh, she goes, I'd love to come on to your podcast. I said, okay.
Oh, sure.
So
bring it on.
They're leaving for Cancun this week, so they're going to be gone for a week or two. But
that's okay. And what I was going to tell you is I'm busy again. So when this, I'm not sure when we're going to drop this podcast, but we're going to record a couple of them. And then what we're going to do is have them come out, you know, one after another. And so we'll see how it goes. But I would love to do it. You know, won't be this next week because I got busy stuff going on. But after that, we can do it.
We still do work for a living.
Yes, we still do work and we get paid nothing, which is a great time for me to say to those people, hey, I need you guys to go to the website, Beyond Monogamy Podcast. It's all smashed together. Spell monogamy correctly. BeyondMonogamyPodcast.com. And please tip Mandingo because this guy, he does the editing for us. He does the posting for us. He is wonderful. And he's telling me that he might be available to come on. He doesn't want to do it when his wife is there because, you know, she's got other things to do. It's not that she doesn't know. She knows. It's just they're really busy. But there's going to be a period coming up where he can probably join the podcast. And that would be fun to have them on. But go to BeyondMonogamyPodcast.com. Tip Mandingo. Because he's a very good producer. That's also the place for you to contact us. If you want to email Roger, email me, have a request for the show, or if you want to come on and be a guest, we'll be happy to arrange that, talk to you, ask you what questions you have. We keep you anonymous unless you tell me you don't care if you're anonymous or not. We keep you anonymous. But anyway, go to BeyondMonogamyPodcast.com. And that's also where you can find some of these past episodes that we've talked about today. I'm going to try to get better about referring to them. And now we have enough episodes in that I understand some of them you haven't heard, but some of those original ones are pretty freaking funny. And, you know, go back to the Dip Dipper one and some other ones and figure that one out. I really am happy that we're back in the saddle and hoping that the next time that Barbie can join us. Roger has had to jump off, so he's not going to be able to say goodbye. But we will catch you guys on the flip side. And I want you to listen to those podcasts and reach out to us if you're interested, have a question, want to join. BeyondMonogamyPodcast.com. Please come back, and I want you to come again. and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.